This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
All right. It's this piece that McDaniel was on a radio show or some kind of show, whatever it was. What's the name of the show he was on? Oh, it was Barstool. So somebody asked him, Yeah, Barstool. Okay. So he was on with Barstool, and they asked him about the vape gate because he wasn't vaping on the sidelines. It's the dumbest thing in the world. And listen, if you're going to film the vaping, you will film the exhale. This is the part that I don't understand that nobody ever brings up. Because if you're going to catch somebody smoking, you're going to stick around with the video and wait for the exhale. What do you think? There's no exhale? You think he like held it in for hours? You know, and so he was never vaping. It's this, in our world, we create shit out of absolutely nothing. And then we create problems for people when they had nothing to do with it, like Mike McDaniel. And then we got people running with this all over shows everywhere. And this is going on for months now, since the season ended. All right? Because that was somewhere a month or two before the season ended, that crap came out. And for weeks. And I kept asking everybody, where's the exhale? I've smoked cigars. I know how it is. If you toke in a cigarette, if you toke in weed, if you toke in a cigar, you gotta exhale. You can't hold it in and just keep it there forever and then never exhale. That doesn't happen. It's gonna come out. So wouldn't there be an exhale right there on the sidelines? And then it would be really obvious. But it's a beautiful thing when you only record what you think it is and what it looks like so you can use it as a tool to create controversy and tweet it out and then put somebody in an uncomfortable position that did not ask for it, that did not deserve it. Because you don't ask that question of any other head coach. Can you imagine asking Don Shula, did you vape on the sidelines? Or John Gruden, what's the dude that just took over in Denver? What's his name? Sean Payton. Can you imagine asking him that? They'd look at you like, what the hell are you talking about? Now, he's cool, and he went with it, and he's quick-witted and has fun with it. But it's the dumbest thing in the world. Where's the exhale? That's what I want to know. So if there's no exhale, there was no inhale. So stop putting somebody in a position because we have a lot of stupid people in this world. And they believe anything and everything that you put out there.